Hear again the word of the Lord. And we indeed justly, for we are receiving the due reward for our deeds. But this man has done nothing wrong. And he said, Jesus, remember me when you come into your kingdom. And Jesus said to him, truly I say to you, today you will be with me in paradise. In the name of Jesus, amen. You may be seated. Our race was overcome by a tree in a garden. And now, by a tree in a garden, Jesus overcomes for us. Greetings, dear Christians. Today, on Holy Wednesday, we meditate upon the second word from the cross. Truly, I say to you, today you will be with me in paradise. But before we meditate upon Christ's word, we must reflect upon what the thief said, what the criminal next to him proclaimed. The criminal said, and we indeed justly. He's not just speaking for himself when he says these words. He's speaking for all of us. You see, God had placed the first man, Adam, in the garden, in paradise, to work it and to keep it. Adam was given the task of naming the animals. They came to him two by two, male and female. Adam quickly realized that he was alone. The wolf, the ox, even the chipmunk had a mate, but Adam was alone. So God put Adam into a deep sleep, and taking a rib from Adam's side, he built the woman. When Adam awoke, he exclaimed, "This at last is bone of my bones and flesh of my flesh. She shall be called woman because she was taken out of man." And the man and his bride delighted in God, in each other, and in the garden that they lived in. Everything was wonderful because they dwelt together with God. Then entered sin. We don't know how long it took, minutes, days, years, but it was probably sooner than later, since we don't hear of any pregnancy until several chapters later. But one day, the serpent came to tempt the woman. God had set a tree in the middle of the garden, one among many. He told them to eat of every tree in the garden, except this one. It was the tree of the knowledge of good and evil. The serpent convinced the woman, if she ate it, she would become like God. God was holding out on her. How dare he do that? And so she took the fruit, she saw that it looked good, and she ate it. And so did her husband, Adam. And when they ate of the fruit, their eyes were opened. They were endarkened, however, not enlightened. Instead of gaining glory and wisdom, they gained sin and shame. And this crime was one of high treason against the Most High God. God cast Adam and his bride out of the garden for this crime, out of paradise. Adam's work was cursed. He would sweat and bleed to get food and to put it on the table from now on. His relationship with the ground was broken. The woman's work also was cursed. Her relationship with her husband was broken. She would desire his authority and his love, and she would try, and they would fight together against each other. She would bear children with great pain and anguish. Both the man and the woman were cursed for sin. But that was not God's final word. He also made a promise that one day he would send one to strike the serpent, to crush his head, and by the same activity, his heel would be bruised. Many generations later, to confirm and strengthen the hope in this promise, God established the tabernacle when he saved Israel out of Egypt. They had been cast out from the garden to the east of Eden. When God establishes the tabernacle, the order is reversed. See, the doors were on the eastern side of the tabernacle, and the priests entered and got nearer to God's presence as they headed west towards God. Now, it's very important to note, when God builds the when God has them build the tabernacle, that they could only approach God and His glory according to His terms. And the main way that this was achieved was blood was shed. Blood was shed at each place, each doorway. There was blood, there were sacrifices made to enter in to each level. Blood had to be poured out to cover over sin. This was the curse, after all. If you eat of it, you shall surely die. Adam and Eve indeed died, and now God must reinforce this with the sacrifices. Blood is spilled for sin. This blood was prefigured in the garden. Before God cast Adam and Eve out, He killed a lamb. He clothed Adam and Eve with its skins before He sent them out. Now too, in the tabernacle, God covered the priests and Israel with the blood of goats and bulls. And only then could they approach His presence. Today, you heard Christ being hung on the east of Jerusalem, outside the gates. Outside the gates to the east, He sheds His blood for them, for Adam, for Eve, for the criminal, for you. Not merely welcoming men into the tabernacle, but welcoming them back to paradise, to communion with God. We indeed justly. The criminal speaks truth. We were expelled justly for our sin. So let us then join with his confession. We indeed justly for our sins. And today hear the Holy Gospel for Holy Wednesday. Truly I say to you, today you will be with me in paradise. With this second word from the cross, Jesus proclaims what he is doing. He says, I speak the truth to you, dear Christians. By my sacrifice for you, your sins are forgiven. And you are now welcomed back into communion with God. You were expelled for high treason. You were an enemy of God. And yet while you were still an enemy, I lay down my life for you. And I welcome you back. By my righteousness, you are now declared righteous. And you now are welcomed and worthy to come back into the garden, back into this new creation that I am creating through my death and resurrection. You shall be with me in paradise forever and ever. All this is now yours as a pure gift. Dear Christians, our race was overcome by a tree in a garden. And today, Christ is hung upon a tree to bring you back to the garden. In the name of Jesus, Amen.